Hello, everybody, and welcome to a second bonus episode. We're here recording for another bonus episode right here on the stream, and we're going to go on to a Rocky episode. Now, as I said, we're going to be jumping all over the place, season one, season two, season three, depending on who we can get. Hopefully, I'll eventually get to all the Rangers and all the cast to do these. But today, I have got somebody with me who is new to the show, or relatively new to the show, joined this season. As the Rocky character, and we have Jimmy Ace Lewis.
Hey everyone, how you doing?
So as I say, you just joined the cast at the end of last year, or the middle of last year, as we started going into production on season two. Now, I don't think there's ever going to be quite as much a contrast between the character, although unless I do one with Genie, I guess, between the character that's going to be on the show and the character we've got in our series. In our series, he hasn't had a great deal of development, but I certainly think he's a little less wooden. I think, God bless him, Steve Cardenas was no Austin St. John in terms of an actor.
Right.
But I think he got better over time, and I think his characterization got a lot better when they got into like Zio. But during this period, he wasn't great.
Oh, for sure.
And I don't think there's any more evidence of that than this episode. But we're going to go ahead and get into introductions here. Obviously, I haven't had any of the season two guys on yet to do kind of a behind the scenes thing. We'll do that as season two wraps up. So, Jimmy, do you want to talk about your experience with the show, what you have thought about doing it so far, what you've thought about being the Rocky character, and how you're enjoying it?
Sure. So I guess I should sort of start with my origin or backstory with Power Rangers. So I didn't grow up with the show. Zio, Turbo, MMPR, that was all before I was even born. There's no nostalgia for me for the show because, well, I wasn't alive, but also it's continued on, but I wasn't allowed to watch whatever was on when I was a kid. So I know nothing about Power Rangers. And then I see the 2017 movie, and I absolutely loved it. I thought the characters were brilliant. I thought the acting was great. I really liked what they were doing with the sort of coming of age blended with a superhero film. Then my uncle was like, oh, you got to watch the show. You got to watch the show. So I get about 20 episodes into the original show. I really like the fighting because I'm a martial artist. I really like the suits. And then I just kind of let it go. I just move on to other things, got busy with productions and stuff. And I end up auditioning for the Nickelodeon's Beast Morphers, eventually the Nickelodeon show Dino Fury. And I obviously didn't book either one of those. But then I booked a fan film called Power Rangers Legacy, playing the Black Ranger. It's a sort of continuation of MMPR. I started doing my research, and I went through and I watched MMPR through Turbo, and that's when I...
So are you playing Adam in that?
I'm not playing Adam in it. I'm actually playing an original Black Ranger named Connor.
Okay.
So he's kind of a separate character. It's kind of a 25 years later, a new group of kids finds the coins type of thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's pretty cool. And I do all my own fighting in it. We got measured for suits, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, I had to do my research. I had to get those Japanese movements down. It was really important to me. And it was fun. But then upon doing research for that, I came across this audio drama and became a really big fan of it. And then I found out you guys were casting for Rocky and Adam. I auditioned for both.
So you were listening to the show before you auditioned. I didn't realize that.
Absolutely. I had binged throughout the entire series, basically. And I got to, I think it was like a interview you guys were doing. And we're like, yeah, you know, we're casting new characters. And I hop over to Facebook and send you a message and be like, hey, you have anything for me? I'd love to audition. And that was sort of my origin with this series.
I didn't realize that was the case, but you were one of the only ones that reached out to me. Obviously I put the posts up about the auditioning and stuff, but you reached out to me and you sent me this stuff, and I was like, and I had a few good Rockies at that point, but You sent me that one. I was like, oh damn, okay, he's either gonna be Rocky or Adam, because it was not only just you were good for the voice, but also I think because you understood the material, you knew when to be like the emphasis on the morphing sounds and the calling the Zords,
right.
And you knew the kind of, the emphasis on those kind of stuff. And it was interesting. You were telling me before we started recording that you actually started watching Die Ranger right before you got cast, which is interesting. Because our series is adapting the Die Ranger suits for the Thunder Rangers, and you're the, you know, the Red Thunder Ranger, which is Dire Ranger Red.
Absolutely. And I love the Dire Ranger. I love Kaku. I love how we had Kaku on our show for a little bit. I thought it was a good blend with him and Zordon, him being kind of the more old school one and Zordon being this kind of futuristic sci-fi guy. Just thought it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was funny how that works out where I was watching Dire Ranger right before I got the part.
Yeah, yeah. Fun. So yeah, as I say, there's a lot of really cool stuff coming up with Rocky and stuff we've got planned. How have you been enjoying playing him so far throughout the first 5 episodes?
Oh my gosh, I love it. It's been one of my favorite acting roles ever, just because I love anything science fiction, superhero, or fantasy related, and getting to be a part of something that has people that really love this show. And I get messages from people telling me how much they love it, and it's just been a blast. I absolutely love the story. I just get concerned that, oh my God, I hope I'm not getting killed off.
Yeah, we've got to get it back down to 6 Rangers at some point, but how I'm going to do that is I'm keeping that close to the chest. But I will say, folks, the episode that I'm going to edit very soon, like within the next week or so, stuff happens, and it starts off a whole new thing of like where Power Rangers, like, you, if you've thought season 2 has kind of stayed the same on the same track so far, but it's gone divergent completely in some areas. If you thought I'd gone off the rails before, you wait till this next episode. I go somewhere the Rangers has never gone before, in terms of bringing in the real world stakes.
So I'm wondering, okay, are we going to get to the point where, when we adapt the new seasons, everybody gets recast like they did with Saban?
Well, I mean, so far, the Thunder Rangers is my creative way of keeping Jason, Zach, and Trini around. Because I didn't want to get rid of them, because I really like their actors and their characters. So, I'm sure we'll get somewhere with that. Okay, so we're going to head and go into the episode. Now we're going to do the episode Rocky Just Wants to Have Fun, which is an absolutely awful episode, but it is the only episode from the first 2 seasons that focuses on Rocky when he first comes in. So we'll have some fun. There'll be some Dire Ranger footage, obviously, from the Zords, and we'll just have a laugh with it. My recollection of this episode is he gets addicted to a games machine of some sort. So that'll be fun. Right, so obviously it's on Netflix everywhere. It's the only Ranger series that is. So get your copy, whether it be DVD or Netflix, loaded up. We're not going to skip any of the intros. And we're going to play in 3, 2, 1, go. This is obviously the new intro for season 2. I did one with Joey the other week that was... season 1 with the 10,000 years I'm free, but now we've got swooshes and explosions.
God, it's so weird to watch the, because I'm used to seeing Dire Ranger and Zoo Ranger, and now it's just like a combination of the two.
Yeah, it's a real mishmash.
It really is.
Because at this point, they've got to the point where they have the Zord footage, but they don't always have the suits for the ground fights. So they end up just fighting the putties while the monster's in the background going, oh, I'll come over there and get you in a minute, and then they just make them grow. They never really interact with the monsters on foot because they're in different suits.
Yeah. I had mentioned to you off camera that I had been collecting some Zords. I'm trying so hard to find a red dragon. So hard. But I'm extremely cheap, so I only shop at thrift stores.
Yeah, I paid an extortionate amount for the Legacy Thunder Megazord, but, you know, it's worth it. It looks awesome. Well, we're starting out with you studying with Billy.
Very typical of a TV show to have, like, one location as, like, the meeting point in every episode, especially these sort of shot on the soundstage types of shows.
Yeah, I think in the first 2 seasons, we got the command center here, the park, and Billy's... Yeah. House is like the only sets we ever had.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. I love how Ernie waited to reveal that, like he had it under the under a curtain. Oh, I'm not gonna just bring it in, I'm gonna reveal it. Oh.
Right.
Now obviously the reason they did this is because in Dire Ranger it's a pachinko machine, but apparently it's not really a thing in America or here, it's more a Japan thing. Like it's something to do with like legal gambling or something.
I literally was just watching that episode maybe 2 weeks ago.
That they adapted this from.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here's Lord Zedd, who is at this point much more intense than Rita, which is kind of the version I adapted, but made him even more like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Or the Emperor. Yeah.
It's probably the coolest part about the American show.
Yeah. The unfortunate part is, and this is the reason I've kind of wrote him out at this point in our show, is because if you keep beating him, you know, at this point in the series is a joke. Because every week he's like, oh, I'll get them. And then he fails. He's like, oh, I'll get them next time. And and Goldar are just jokes at this point. So I'm trying to keep them strong by not beating him all the time. And that's why he's gone and left Rita to do everything. Or at least not knowingly.
Yeah. Steve Cardenas. I actually reached out to Steve Cardenas just to be like, hey, do you have any advice on playing Rocky? Because, why not? He never got back to me, but he did like the message and like a bunch of my posts.
Yeah, cool. He seems to do that. I think he's just on Instagram, like, liking everything. Serpentera.
Yeah.
Didn't know that was in this episode. Of course, that played a big part in our season one finale.
It's amazing how much they reuse the same footage of the Zords.
Yeah, I think Serpentera may have been in one Dire Ranger episode, so they just keep using that same footage, right?
Right. That's so weird. What's up?
What were you gonna say? Sorry, Colin.
What's up? This is very different than the Japanese show. Much more silly.
Right, so he's put a spell on Rocky, and he just wants to play that video game, or not video game, that not gambling machine from Japan.
I'm guessing we're not adapting this one.
No. I've not really had Bulk and Skull in it much. I don't think I've had Ernie at all, no.
Maybe in the first season there was an episode?
Yeah, Bulk and Skull were in a couple of episodes. That's just because they're not, they're not in the same school, so it didn't make sense to have them all the time.
Right.
Plus they kind of ruin the tension if they show up and they act like they do in this show.
Yeah. It's just a totally different tone. Show. Yeah. Something that's kind of interesting.
Rocky.
Yeah.
Making kids cry, bro.
Something that's kind of interesting is someone told me that you can tell it's the American footage if you see helmet clips. And that there's no helmet clips on the Japanese helmets.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah.
Or zippers on the back of the uniforms and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no, he's obsessed with the pachinko machine. That must mean he's definitely evil.
Yeah.
As I say, obviously in our version, I made Serpentera like, a starship as well as a thing. And I used its destruction thing as an actual device, destroying Chicago and that. So it's fun taking stuff from the show and expanding it and making it make more sense. Oh my God, the putties are doing a Mexican wave.
I've only seen this one other time.
Yeah, at this point in the series, the Zedd putties are absolutely just interpretive dancers. They turn up, do weird poses, and get punched in their very vulnerable Zs, which is definitely a weakness compared to... Go on.
Right. There was so little they were allowed to do in terms of violence. A lot of stuff had to be off camera or cheated. Hit the Z.
Yeah, you never see a human punch a human.
Right.
Like, they reshot the pilot three times, yeah. And here they're on a playground just to kind of silly it up or, make things a little more creative. But I remember I was in school at that time and it was a whole thing of like parents, how they get up in arms like, oh, it's a violent show. It's going to make kids adult. It make kids violent.
It's amazing to hear Tommy talk and how close Joey is to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really didn't want to impersonate Steve. I did that a little bit at first, but then I was like, nah, it's just better to do my own thing.
I'll be honest, especially at this point, he's not a very good actor, so I do not mind that at all.
I was on the fence whether I wanted to impersonate him or not. I wanted to be respectful to the fan base, and but I just had to do my own thing with it.
So Rocky went to the park because he thought he might have a bit of fun, and he decided, no, if I put this, I'll just pick up this frisbee they were using. very vulnerable putties.
Yeah.
Oh, Rocky's on the 3-year-old's climbing frame.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was also reading that any time the actors were in the suit, it was always a stuntman or Japanese footage.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of interesting that probably most of the time they sign autographs, they're really just signing a person that's in the suit that's a Japanese actor or a stunt actor.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, in the, you know, I think in this season especially, and in the first season, not necessarily in the last season because they have those ninja things so the stunt people could come in. But in the first two seasons, they at least have the putty fights, and they have a lot more of that in this season because, what the hell are they doing? Oh, right, yeah, I remember now that they think Ernie's a Power Ranger.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to figure out who the Power Rangers are and stuff.
That's their season arc, and in this episode, they figured out that they think, oh, that is definitely Dive Ranger footage.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I hear they shipped over the suit, and then they would do, like, some shots to kind of mesh the footage together.
Oh, wow. Really? Really, Rocky? You think that's the guy who's going to have fun? Yeah, I didn't do that because it made no sense that Tommy called his Zord for his morphing call. I agree with the movie with that one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's definitely American footage.
Yeah, that is that. Yeah, the monster's in American footage, and they must have chipped the suit over.
Yeah, and then there's the helmet clips.
Oh my God. I think Rocky might actually become a 5-year-old. And now he's turned the Rangers into balls. And Rocky doesn't care. And I love the very low res photos on that have just been stuck on there, clearly just paper.
Oh man, that's a cool shot.
Yes, it is. Serpentera was way cooler than it ever was in the show. Like, it did the blowing up thing one time, but every time it ran out of power, which I adapted into the whole thing where it uses its main weapon and it ran out of power, and that's how they beat it. In the show, because it keeps coming back, they have to keep using that excuse. And again, just like Zed, it completely ruins it.
Yeah,
it shows up, does nothing, and then leaves, you know?
Right. Yeah, people hate me for saying this, but I love the Japanese show.
Yeah.
And I think it's because, you know, Power Rangers is obviously more famous, but in terms of watching something that's actually serious, at least more serious, and that where all the really cool stuff comes from, there's just more of that on the Japanese show.
Absolutely. I think it's undeniable that they other than like the music and, you know, the relations of it to American audiences, I think it's undeniable that the Sentai is just much better storytelling, and it's still a kid's show, but they care about making more sense most of the time.
Yeah, every now and then on the Sentai, there'll be some cuss words or some blood or something, and
yeah,
alpha.
That's just because Japan aren't as sensitive to that stuff.
Because
I say, even this show, as tame as it was, still had parents going, "Oh, you can't watch that show; they kick people."
Right.
Yeah. So the Rangers are balls now. Speaking of crazy stuff. Oh my God. Lord Zed's power spell of unresponsibility. I love how Zordon says these things like, oh, it's just a thing that he has. I know Lord Zed's spell book. He has about 100 spells, and that's one of them he has.
Yeah.
Oh, that is that is Dire Ranger footage, isn't it?
Totally. I was just watching that. Yeah.
Because he wasn't in a funfair before.
Yeah, I love with the sort of Japanese letters, they didn't even bother covering them up.
No. Tommy's hair is super straightened in this.
And here we have no helmet clips, because this is Japanese footage.
Yeah, that's why they got rid of everybody else, so they could have Dire Ranger footage, because the Carbo Rangers from Dire Ranger. Mm-hmm. And of course, Tommy now is acting like a kid, because his counterpart is a kid.
Yeah, that's interesting.
He's the Justin of Sentai.
Must be where they got the idea.
Mm. I love how they're like, oh, Serpentera's coming. It's still coming. I will make a monster. Why are you making a monster? Why can't you just have Serpentera? It's so much bigger and badder. But the truth is, because they don't have the footage.
Right.
And here we go. Pachinko head has grown. What was his name in the Die Ranger footage?
Oh, man, I can't remember. He definitely destroyed that building more in the Die Ranger.
Yeah, you can see the remains of it.
Yeah.
Here comes the awesome white Tiger Zord.
I'm so happy I just found that for 75 cents at a thrift shop. I love those things. They look cool.
See, the problem is because I bought the Legacy Thunder Zord, I have to buy the Legacy one of this, otherwise they won't, you know, combine.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the one I never had as a kid, the White Tiger. I had the like robotic one that didn't transform, that was just...
Okay. Yeah. I know I will find the Red Dragon Zord. I just need to find one. In the same way with Black Rangers.
By the time you find it, I'll blow it up in the show.
All right, nice. You can almost see a difference in quality with the Japanese footage, almost different camera style, and it just looks different.
Yeah. And I guess Grow turning him not a ball made him not an idiot anymore.
That's funny.
Because it was a Pachinko monster, they were like, right, we have to make it a Pachinko monster. We have to make them turn into Pachinko balls so it matches the footage.
Yep, that's definitely season one Zero Inch Ranger footage. And these are toys when they show the, not right here, but whenever they show this the sort of season one Zord transforming into the season two Zord, it's definitely like a cheap toy that they use because that's obviously not on the Japanese footage.
No,
like the stickers are inaccurate.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the Zoolander footage of the costumes there.
Right.
See, obviously in this footage, they have these two swords fighting, which is why they had to take the other Rangers out of commission.
Yeah, on the live action I'm doing, we actually have a Zord fight, so we just shot that a few weeks ago.
Oh, and, nice. People in suits?
I actually got to wear the suit, yeah. And I helped make it.
Respect that in 2021 you didn't use CGI.
Yeah, we had to go old school. It's cool. It's funny, so I was just watching the Power Transfer episode.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Tommy has a green shirt on, even though at that point he's the White Ranger. But they did that to match up footage that are group shots. Since they already lost the actors.
Yeah,
because in the
group shots when he was the Green Ranger, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Here we have the toys.
Yeah, that was blatantly the toy because the window wasn't, like, metallic.
Stickers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a man as the Yellow Ranger.
Yeah, this footage is from, like, the Green with Evil, right? When they're doing the poses.
I believe so. They reused it so many times.
The awesome Thunder Megazord, which does not get any good fights because most of them are cut and pasted, but...
Yeah.
But this one, I think,
why
is at least...
Watch the Japanese.
Just the whole Chinese mythology thing is just really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the sort of Japanese aesthetic, of course, because it's Japan footage, but...
Yeah.
I do love this fight, so.
Yeah. I feel like they're really cutting them down from Die Ranger, though. Oh, Serpentera's here. Now, I will bet you $100 that it does not end the same way that my version did, where they blow up Angel Grove.
Yeah.
Because that would be too awesome.
Yeah. Sparks.
Oh, Serpentera's kind of doing something.
Yeah.
That's the Ranger footage. Oh, he kind of... He blasted the Megazord armor off him.
Yeah.
He's now back to just the Red Dragon.
I think it's pretty cool how the Red Dragon has two modes. Also, this turtle is a human in the Japanese show that turns into a turtle. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
he turns into a turtle and then turns into a Zord. Very weird.
Yes, this is Tor the Shuttle Zord, which I've spoken about before. I don't know if I'm going to adapt it, but simply because Titanus is still around, and unless I, as with everything, unless it's got a story reason, I don't know why I'd bring it in, but, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
I just can't see a story reason now, especially now Kaku's gone, as to how they'd get this, but...
Right.
I've got enough Zords between the Thunder Zords and the Shogun Zords and the Dragon Zord. We've got enough.
Yeah.
And here we go.
Yeah, it's really hard to find Die Ranger collectibles, so I was able to get a couple of red Thunder Ranger figures from eBay. Little small ones, cheap ones, but I still have them. Still have them on my shelf.
Nice, nice.
Anytime I
gives
play
you inspiration when you record.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta have it.
But, so yeah, Serpentera again shows up, does a little something, and then has to leave because he's powering out. Again, I made that a little more logical in our version, in its one and only big thing, but its big thing was destroying Chicago, so I think it made its impact. It's kind of like the Death Star of our version.
Yeah.
Also, I think they're totally wrong with this deduction, by the way, that Ernie was never around when the Power Rangers were. He absolutely was working in many episodes where there was a fight going on, but whatever.
True.
Also, I think you'd notice if Ernie was a Power Ranger. He would not fit in that spandex.
Yeah.
Oh, my lord. That's not a saying. That's the opposite of the saying.
I haven't heard that one.
So they introduced this kid just to make you feel bad when Rocky's being a jerk earlier.
Right.
So I guess Rocky has just taken over Jason's life. Is that the... Like, he's just taken over his classes.
And yeah, now he's a karate master.
Yeah.
I it's think kind of like that's when Tanya supposedly comes happened in to Rocky after he left the show. Was he was like, he went to go teach karate or something.
Yeah.
Can't remember.
Yeah, it's kind of like when Tanya came in season in Zio, and she just kind of took over Aisha's life.
Yeah.
And that is it. That is the episode of Rocky Just Wants to Have Fun. Not as cringy as I remember. Obviously, we were talking over all the worst, most cringy parts. Right. All the bits of him on the pachinko machine and stuff, but you know,
yeah,
for what it was okay. I mean, as I say, I think with the show they had to balance the whole parents are arguing because it's too violent that they had to put in all that stuff about, oh, you've got to study and being a good at school is better than anything, kids. Oh, gee, you know,
right? But, yeah, that was fun. Anytime you want to do another one of these, I'm always down.
Absolutely, cool. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to stuff where I think Rocky has much more to do. But what's your thoughts as on the episode and just everything to wrap up here?
You know, I think I wasn't even alive when this episode came out, but I think that it's fun. You know, it obviously has a fan base going on almost 30 years later, and that says something. But you know, it's interesting. It's fun. It's a kid show, which I've done those. I get it. It's for kids.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And that's one of the fun of like growing up with it. And then now I'm, you know, I'm in my 30s and I'm like, okay, now I want to make a cool version that's as cool as I thought it was when I was 8. And that's why I
should. Yeah, I think that's cool. Because when you revisit stuff from your childhood, it's not always how you remember it.
No, this is one of those shows. There's a few shows like Batman where you go back and you're like, oh, this is as cool, if not better than I remember it. And then you go back and watch this and you're like, oh no, this is kind of terrible. And half of my fun is I want to match my nostalgia and my love for it as a child and rekindle that, but at the same time make it as good as I remember it being, sort of thing.
Oh yeah.
And add loads more complexity and stuff. So obviously we'll have a chat when we get onto the season 2 behind the scene thing, but Anything in general you have thoughts on playing Rocky, or you have any thoughts on where you want the character to go in the future?
Oh, definitely. So it's really fun. I kind of see Rocky as, you know, he's the all-American kid. He, in my mind, he does martial arts, and he loves his friends, and he's kind of the guy who does that, wants to do the right thing. Maybe he's a little bit like Archie in Riverdale or something, just an all-American kid. And I really like playing him. I really do. And I have an idea. If you ever want to write Rocky out of the show, I don't ever want to be written out of the show. However, I can respect it if it happens. But can I share the idea, or should that be private?
Go ahead. I don't mind.
All right. So in the show, I was reading on, I don't know, Wikipedia or something. It said, you know, Rocky leaves, and after like a back injury or something, and he like becomes a martial arts teacher. Here's what I thought in my mind. Okay, so Rocky does that, or he becomes like a Hollywood stunt double. And
I become like Johnny Cage.
Yeah, yeah. And so then he's doing his own thing, and he kind of misses being a Power Ranger. He looks at the news, he sees them like, you know, saving the world, and he gets nostalgic for it. He misses it. He becomes a vigilante without the suit.
Yeah.
But wherever it goes, I'm happy to be involved.
Absolutely. Yeah, as I say, I don't think it's a spoiler to say that at some point we will get back down to the standard six Rangers. But we've got a whole season of interesting stuff that's going to happen. The next three episodes are a whole thing in themselves, where some real crazy stuff kicks off. So it's going to be fun.
Right. Can I plug a couple things?
Go right ahead.
All right. So if you ever want to talk to me, reach out, follow me, see what I'm doing. You can just hit me up on Instagram. My Instagram is JimmyAceActor17. I've had several of you guys reach out to me and tell me how much you love the show, and that makes my day. I love it.
Yeah, you passed on a couple to us, and we were like, oh, that's really nice,
Yeah, it's always nice when people are positive and nice and enjoy what you do. But
I tell you what,
I also have a live action Power Rangers fan series debuting where I play the Black Ranger, and it will hopefully be coming out next month or close to that. We started it in 2019, but of course the pandemic. But we wrapped on it recently, and it's called Power Rangers Legacy. The teaser trailer is already on YouTube. But be on the lookout for that. I also have a film on streaming called The Stalker that I co-wrote and produced with my mom. And it's really good. I like it. And I always have various projects I'm acting in and stuff. But if you follow me on Instagram, I post all about that. But I'm excited to see where this audio drama goes, and I've just been having a blast with it.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice comments, but one of them I found really interesting. Somebody commented on your first episode and was like, oh man, I really like Rocky, which is like the complete opposite of like everybody's reaction to him in the real show. Which is funny.
Yeah. I saw an interview with Steve where he always felt like he was in Austin's shadow and never really got a chance to stand on his own, sort of.
Yeah, I think they gave him bad material. I think he was a karate guy more than an actor, so he was kind of wooden as he began. And also people associated him with the Red Ranger being downgraded, whereas he was the main character, and then Tommy became the main character, and he just kind of was there from that point onwards.
Yeah, I like Rocky a lot more in our series
because he gets to, you know, be his own team and have his own thing going on.
And I like that he doesn't wear Austin's suit.
No, yeah. And he
wears the Night Ranger suit.
He's got his own thing, and I've put him and Aisha together. And,
yeah, I think that was smart.
Yeah. Because again, I've spoke about this before, but I think anybody who's like, oh my God, you've turned it into a CW teen drama, is like, that's exactly what the show should be if you're going to add any amount of realism. If you don't think that a bunch of 17-year-olds and 18-year-olds fighting the never-ending world with having strong connections through trauma with each other would not all be trying to screw each other, you've not met people. Let's put it that way. I think that just, for me, makes sense. Okay, all right, so with that fun bit, we'll wrap it up here. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you, Jimmy, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
and we'll see you next time.